This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the Ministry of Trade and Industry has downgraded Singapore's 2020 growth forecast to a range of -4% to -1% this year. That's down from an earlier estimate of -0.5% to 1.5%. The last time Singapore registered a full contraction, or rather full year contraction, of its economy was in 2001 during the dot-com bust, when growth fell by 1%. Some analysts say this could be the worst recession in Singapore's history.
Well, all of this on the back of a global slowdown due to COVID-19. And earlier today, the government announced measures to help buffer the blow. And we're joined by Alvin Liu, senior economist at United Overseas Bank, to find out if these measures are enough. Well, Alvin, the government has pulled a $48 billion rabbit out of the hat. This far exceeded many analysts' expectations. What are your initial reactions to the resilience budget announced today?
Okay, first off, I wouldn't call this a rabbit. It looks more like an elephant, I guess.
Okay.
Yes, certainly well exceeding expectation. Adding together with the earlier measures announced at the budget, that puts together close to $55 billion to tackle this issue itself. And that's very sizable, 11% of GDP.
Which measures stood out for you, though, and why?
Of course, this is the I would put it that reasoning for the supplementary budget is because of the COVID situation that we are facing right now. This situation is affecting everyone, but at the same time, right, there are some sectors that are particularly impacted, heavily impacted, in fact, on these measures. So some of the key things that stood out is that there was targeted measures to help these sectors to get over this period. And, of course, nobody is left out of this issue because, frankly, COVID, it hurts everyone, down from the individual to the small SMEs to the large corporates. So everybody, I think, this budget tries as best as could, right, to cover everyone. So some of the measures, of course, that stood out, there are specific measures for self-employed persons. There are for the first-time job seekers. And those support, I think, will go a long way in this current environment itself. I just, the thought is that these measures are good, but we will think of them as more like a relief to help tide through this period. And the real enemy still at the end of the day is COVID. And the only way that we can resume back to normal business, regular economic activities is a successful containment. And of course, right now, you as well as myself and a lot of Singaporeans, the things that we wait for at the daily end of the day, right, see the number of new infections that we have in this country.
Hey, speak for yourself, Alvin. No, it's true. Yes.
And unfortunately, if this number keeps on rolling and increasing, right, and that means that the measures, right, can only alleviate, but the problem, the public health problem, right, has not been resolved. And the longer it goes, right, somehow, right, you might see that, of course,
even an elephant won't be enough.
Yes, you probably need to bring in a whale then. After, at
oh,
that
dear.
Point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is good. This is definitely very good for the confidence of the market. And at least they are addressing some of the pertinent issues within the next few months, weeks, not months.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alvin, Deputy Prime Minister Heng also mentioned that the government also draws up a $17 billion from past reserves. I mean, is this the largest withdrawal in Singapore history? And is it enough?
Is it whale enough?
Okay. I think first off, I think the previous episode where we saw a drawdown, I believe, was during the 2008-2009 financial crisis. Yeah, if comparing just the absolute amount, this definitely looks is much bigger. Again, the question of whether this is enough or not is...
It's hard to say at this stage, obviously, because of what you just said as well, evolving situation, etc.
It's really a public health issue. It's not an economic issue. It's not the issue of the waves of reinfection keeps coming on. The air travel will remain, the restrictions will remain in place. Some of the lockdowns will get more severe. And for in that manner, right, even if you give, let's say, free money for like few air tickets, right, nobody will be flying anywhere anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reality. But the measures is more to relieve the difficulties and in for some of the companies itself to provide the liquidity, the cash to tide over this period. And hopefully when the public health crisis is being contained, right, then we'll move on from there into a more normal kind of economic situation.
Alvis, some of your fellow analysts have said that we're in for the worst recession in Singapore's history. Singapore's economic growth forecast, anyway, has been downgraded. How far do you think all of this will go to pull up the economy? I understand the evolving situation. We really can't talk about it until, say, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But what do you reckon?
Again, right, if you're talking about like stimulating demand, right, it's a bit difficult because this is more like to elevate the pain, to work through the situation while the relevant authorities try to contain this, and once thing is contained, right, then we can move on. It's to say that this will actually, it definitely helps to ease the pain, but I find it pretty difficult to expect it to help some of the sectors, like, let's say, go into kind of stimulate growth when the underlying issue right now is disease containment.
It's a bit like if you're bleeding, we have to at least be able to stop the bleeding before we can think about getting better.
It's more like when you have COVID, right? You have the symptoms.
And you have to fight the disease first before you can get, obviously,
We can alleviate with the, we can help you cover.
To alleviate, yes,
alleviate the symptoms,
with a plaster, but.
The, unfortunately, COVID doesn't have a cure right now, right?
Yes.
You have to fight it through. And once it's you're cured, then you go about your regular activities. I think that probably will sum up how these things are working.
Right. Well, we're speaking to Alvin Liu, senior economist at UOB, right here on Money FM 89.3. Let's take a closer look at the measures announced, Alvin. I mean, to help families cope with the cost of a living, we've seen the care and support package ramped up to $4.6 billion from the $1.6 billion announced in Budget 2020. Any thoughts on this?
Again, this is really taking a good measure of like trying to cover as much ground in terms of who needs help in this kind of very challenging circumstances. The households definitely will have a problem in terms of this in the environment, especially when some employment is at stake, when we see some of the specifically some sectors when they have to maybe go towards the point of taking no pay leave, then some of these measures could help to alleviate. But again, I think this is as versus the 1.6 billion and the current 4.6 itself, right? It's definitely a reflection of between the few weeks itself how
much circumstances have changed, haven't they?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And things have how much circumstances has worsened. And to be fair, right? To be fair, where we were when we did the Singapore budget, right? It was still a problem seems to be still isolated in few in specifically in China, but now as you can see, right, this is not even an Asian problem. This is a global problem.
Let's talk about them for businesses and helping businesses with cash. The government set aside $20 billion of loan capital. It's an extremely substantial amount, Alvin. How far will this go, though, to help business sentiment?
Again, right.
Do you feel like a broken record, Alvin?
Yes. All this has good to help them to tide over this very challenging time. The question is, at the end of the day, is how long is this challenging time going to last? Our in-house expectations is we could be seeing on a more conservative, maybe a containment by, let's say, fourth quarter of this year. And if it happens to be that, so that period is pretty long in terms of trying to ride out very challenging situation. So this is good. This is a good start. Their measures are there. And the good part is when you have existing measures put in place already, right, as we move along and more helps need to be given, right, we can always expand on these measures, which is what I see them in terms of the plus points of putting in everything to cover the bases where you don't leave anybody or any company behind.
Alvin, just now, I mean, during the speech, airlines and tourism were also mentioned by Deputy Prime Minister that they've been hit hard. I mean, to help airlines through, the government has announced a $350 million enhanced aviation support package. Any thoughts on this?
Alvin, rewind and go again.
Okay. I think this is also pretty much in line with what we see in, like he as well alluded to, that how other countries are also trying to help their specific companies. We can't be any different. some of them, I think the U.S. overnight, the Senate passed a $2 trillion package, of which $500 billion is going towards corporates. And I suspect a large chunk of it would also, of the $2 trillion itself, it would be going towards to help the airlines. And in their case, they have an airplane maker. For us, we have airline here that our national airline that would also is facing the same problems. And this problem itself, if again, really something that...
It's a moving target.
Correct, a moving target is perhaps out of their hands, even if they will want to fly the travel restrictions in the other countries itself, will have limited their routes in the first place. So this is a existing situation. Then the help rendered in terms of how to ensure that they can actually ride through this, through all the on the financial part, and how to keep their portion of their workforce itself. I think all these measures will work towards to keep that. Then otherwise, a perfectly good company and efficient employees, in a good shape when, like what DPM said, in a good shape when things turn around, that they can go back to resume the normal duties, their normal responsibilities.
So, Alvin, no end in the situation in sight aside, what were your key takeaways from today's budget? You think it'll have any impact on, say, our economic outlook for the year?
I think the economic outlook has been spelled quite clearly, as you mentioned, that MTI released the latest first quarter outlook, first quarter GDP, as well as their outlook for the full year itself. It's either a less steep or a much deeper contraction for the full year itself. And I think the variance of that, is also, in a way, reflects that if we get less sharp contraction, it could point to the fact that there may be an earlier containment process and a resumption of regular economic activities. But a steeper contraction on that end itself, again, to me, it will reflect that this containment could take longer than what was first envisaged, which could be a conservative look, is probably perhaps closer to the later part of second half.
Alvin Yu, senior economist at UOB. Alvin, thanks for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.